What are you laughing at?
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
All right. Ready to get into some flabbies?
Yeah. Let's fucking flab it up.
Let me know when you're done doing your task that you were doing so I know that you're committed to doing the show that we're set to record.
Okay.
Dear Ham Toes, today I went to Applebee's and had a midget with Down syndrome as my waitress. Not only did this happen, but a lady was sitting at the bar trying to buy shots for me and my mom. She ended up drinking 4 extra shots and left with a big boned biker dude.
Big boned biker dude.
So, Toes, what's your Applebee's story? Who says I have one?
I was going to say, do you have an Applebee's story? When's the last time you went to Applebee's?
Oh, it's been years. Applebee's sucks.
It's terrible.
But I promise you, if there was a Down syndrome midget as the waitress, I would go to
that
Applebee's. It didn't matter what it was. If there was a McDonald's that had a Down syndrome midget with the little chubby fingers handing me my French fries.
Yeah. So is it the midget or is it the Down syndrome part that makes it funny?
Yes.
Yes. So, okay. Why is it acceptable to laugh at midgets, but it's not acceptable to laugh at Down syndrome people? Like, because if they were just Down syndrome. No.
I mean, you can laugh publicly at midgets.
Yes, that's what I mean. But you can't laugh publicly at Down syndrome people, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you probably shouldn't.
Okay. Is Down syndrome funny?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't suppose it's funny if you have it.
What about it specifically? Because I don't even know I don't know what it is. Can you like grow out of it? Or how does it work?
I don't think so.
Okay. What does it mean to have Down syndrome? I know that they all look the same. That's the only thing that I know.
Yeah, that's what I know too. That's what's funny about it is they all look the same.
Like it's like black people for retards.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
All right, bye, YouTube.
It was fun while it lasted.
So what does it mean to have Down syndrome? Like, can you still count?
Yeah, I think you count to your extra chromosomes that you have or whatever. I think that's what it is extra chromosomes, isn't it? Or less chromosomes or something.
Down syndrome and retarded the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, well, why didn't you just say that they were retarded? I know what that means.
So I think it's a special kind of retarded.
So then they're not retarded. Retarded means slow.
Yeah, Down syndrome means slow.
No, Down syndrome. Oh, fuck. If you don't know, just say you don't know.
What? I think I did like 6 times.
What does you have downturn eyes? Okay. Down syndrome is a genetic disorder caused when abnormal cell division results in extra genetic material from chromosome 21. Down syndrome causes a distinct facial appearance, intellectual disability, developmental delays, and may be associated with thyroid or heart disease. Okay, so they got heart problems and they're stupid.
They got heart problems and they're stupid and they're short. That sucks.
Everybody that I've ever seen that has Down syndrome, one, has been in an inspirational video, and two, has always been positive.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not as slow as what this article was suggesting.
Maybe.
I'm trying to dig myself out of this fucking hole. Just let me fucking move on. And
sorry. Maybe, love the Down syndrome community here.
Yeah, maybe the world. Maybe the world should embrace people with Down syndrome instead of beating them up. Right. You ever think about that?
No, I never did. But I'm glad that you're thinking about it.
Do you think that anybody has ever lynched somebody because they had Down syndrome?
I mean, I'm sure there was black people with Down syndrome, so. Have they ever lynched any white people? Has that ever happened?
No, No. Like, I've been jumped by a group of black guys before.
Yeah.
But I never once thought to call it a lynching. It was just an ass kicking.
Well, lynching is a specific thing when they hang you by a noose from a tree, right? Did you ever think they were going to hang you by a noose from a tree?
Yeah, I was looking that way. They were having their fucking way with me.
If there was a tree and a rope and a group of black guys, do you think they would have strung you up?
Yes.
Did you think that lynching just meant you got your ass beat?
Okay. To kill someone, especially by hanging. So not exclusively by hanging. So you can be lynched without being hung. So fuck you. You know it all, prick fuck.
All right. I've been proven wrong. Did you think they were going to kill you?
Yes. Most certainly did.
Fair enough.
So that's your Applebee story then?
It's the only one I got.
All right.
I'm sticking to it.
Are you done with your other task?
Yeah.
Is it posted?
Yeah.
Did you put the tag on it?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. Go ahead.
Dear Mr. Flabby, I am a very well-respected and innovative doctor in the field of weight loss and management in Colombia. I've heard your podcast and your interest in losing weight. I don't think you have heard it. I think you may be the perfect candidate for my new weight loss technique I am calling the Caloric Output Ketogenesis Enabler. It's guaranteed to immediately start shedding pounds and fill you with a new, robust, youthful energy that will help keep those pounds off. Please respond as soon as possible if you'd be interested in my revolutionary new COKE diet. Thank you. You think he's talking to me or you?
I think he was just trying to be...
He really, really wanted to work in that Coke joke.
Coke joke, yeah.
That's a lot of typing just to work in that joke.
I'm not even going to fucking address it. Fuck him.
He did all that work.
Well, we didn't answer that question, so you got to read again.
What the fuck? Is that how this works? Dear Flabby, excuse my bad English as it's not my first language. I'm a 21-year-old guy from the Middle East, and I happen to deal drugs on the side. But the dealers around me are mostly black and unreliable. What should I do? I like this business, but I hate the people in it. I like selling drugs to kids, but I hate the people that sell me drugs. So, are there black people in the Middle East? I didn't even know that.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Where? Okay. To me, Middle East means sand. Is that not true?
Yeah, Iraq. Right, that's it.
Okay, what? We're going to fact check this guy.
All right.
What does Middle East mean? We got to start somewhere, and I'm not getting anywhere with you.
I just told you, it's Iraq.
Oh, Libya, from Libya east to Afghanistan, usually including Egypt, Sudan, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the other countries of Arabia, formerly the area including Iran, Afghanistan, India, Tibet, and Burma. Yeah, there's got to be black people in...
Somewhere in there.
Like Egypt, that's in Africa. That's in Africa, right?
Is it? When I think of Egypt...
We're stupid, man.
When I think of Egypt, I think of sand. When I think of Africa, I don't think of sand.
I can't believe I'm where the fucking Egypt.
Egypt can't be in Africa, can it?
A country linking Northeast Africa with the Middle East.
Fuck. We're dumb as shit.
Well, I mean, I had it right.
Oh, all right. Well, I had it. All I did was just say, huh, and you questioned yourself, so you weren't that sure.
No, I was pretty sure. I mean, okay, so what we've come to, there's black people in Africa. We know that now.
And Egypt is in Africa. We figured that much out. Does that answer your question?
Okay, then sell drugs in Tennessee or something instead of in the Middle East. There'll be less black people there.
Yeah, that's my advice, is to move away from the Middle East to sell drugs somewhere else.
Hope that helped. I guess.
Sell drugs in Tennessee. What?
Dear smart one and idiot, tomorrow, October 11th, I will start my training for combat engineer for the Dutch Army. I was wondering if this is a good choice as a carrier or a stupid mistake. I'm 21 and always wanted to do this. Who the fuck would join the Dutch army? That's fucking stupid.
I didn't realize there was such thing as a combat engineer. That's awesome.
Actually, you got to go 22 clicks.
God.
Okay.
You're already an engineer, how much more training would it take for you to be a combat engineer? That would be incredible.
Okay. What? A combat engineer is a type of soldier who performs military engineering tasks in support of land forces. Like, hey, you guys need a 5S event.
Right, right. I think you get the job.
You guys are carrying way too much inventory. All right, I'm going back to the barracks.
We're going to do some lean combat. How about that? I'm going back to the barracks. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. You fucker. Dear Flabby and Love Expert, I've had my first girlfriend for almost 5 years now. For almost 5 years now. And I'm not that into her anymore.
1.5.
That's not a point. It's a fucking comma.
Foreigners use commas instead of points.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
Fuck this question. Let's talk about that. Why the fuck would you do that? That's stupid.
Why would you call them points?
That's so dumb. All right, fine. For 1.5 years now, and I'm not that into her anymore. It started really quick, and there was always things that bothered me. She wasn't in a good mental state when we met, and her family kind of sucks. I helped her to get an apprenticeship, and she's constantly sad, overwhelmed, and shit, but doesn't want to see a therapist. She's also super jealous and clingy, and it was something for a year. Fine. God, that fucked me all up. It was fine for a year, but honestly, I'm pretty annoyed with it now. What can I do? I don't want that she loses control of her life or anything, and she's super in love with me, and I don't think she even suspects. I'm so torn about the relationship. Should we do one of those things where we bring them on together and we break up with her for him? Live on the air.
What was the question?
What should he do?
What is the specifics regarding the situation?
He wants to break up with his girlfriend. Her family sucks. She loves him. Doesn't even suspect that he wants to break up with her, but he doesn't want to be with her anymore. She has mental health issues. Won't see a therapist. And she's fidini. That one really threw me. But he doesn't say how attractive she is. So it's kind of hard to answer the question.
How important is that to you? Like if she's.
Yes. Okay. All of it.
Okay, so if your wife gets retarded,
yeah,
like she all of a sudden she starts having mental health issues, and like you come every day, you come home from work and she's cutting herself or cutting the kids.
What's you got to distinguish between the two, because the reaction's gonna be different.
Which one is sexier?
The one without the kids, always. No matter what the equation is, the one without the kids.
So in your mind, is that girl from The Office still the hottest girl in the world?
Yeah, pretty hot. Yes.
Okay. So if you were married to her and she was cutting your kids superficially just so they could feel something.
Did the kids want it or not?
No.
Okay.
She's just doing like the Ric Flair cut on their forehead just to get some blood.
just for the attention.
Yeah. Would you stay with her?
That seems like it would be pretty funny. So yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah. That seems really funny, especially if she like pretended to slam my daughter's head into the table. Like, right. That would be funny. I'm in.
Okay. So what if she's only cutting herself, but not in places that you can see unless you're looking?
Is she telling me about it?
No.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Does she still let me do butt stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Is that where she's cutting?
Dear Flabenheim, I am what most... Fuck. I am what most would consider white, but I am of a browner skin tone than most, as my family comes from Italian descent, but I live in a shithole southern state, North Carolina, where these people don't know what Italians are, and I keep getting referred to as a Mexican. Even other Mexicans have talked about me, saying, I bet he knows a lot about jumping borders, and have asked me, hey, what island did your family come from? What can I do to convince them I'm Italian and not a Mexican, or should I let them imagine I'm Mexican? That was all one sentence. There isn't awesome. A period in that motherfucker.
That's awesome. So,
okay. I think this says something about my lack of brain power.
Okay.
When the, what's that shit called with the periods and the decimal point, whatever.
Punctuation.
When the punctuation is fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't process what I'm reading.
Right. Do you know why punctuation exists? Because most people can't process what they're reading without correct punctuation. It's not you that's fucked up. It's these, it's the internet that sucks.
All right. It's fucking BlackRock.
Yeah, it's fucking BlackRock and Bill Gates, god damn it.
What's so
okay, so you let's say you went into work tomorrow. Let's say you, yes. Okay, let's say you got a new job. You started your new job and everybody at your new job thought you were Mexican for some reason. They just started calling you Mexican and asking you about tacos or whatever Mexicans talk about. Would you like try to correct them? No, I'm white. I'm not Mexican. Or would you just be like, Arriba?
I'm going to go take a siesta, Holmes.
Yeah. I mean, what, if they think you're Mexican, lean into it. Who gives a shit? You're Mexican. It's
no,
cool.
There's no fucking way.
Why?
Because then they'd want you to wear them stupid pointed cowboy boots and the big belt buckles and shit.
Yeah, you should be wearing those anyways. It's the fucking uniform for your new job.
Are you telling me that if you walk into someplace and I don't know like how they would accuse you of being Mexican when you walk in, like you're Mexican.
Hey, Chico or whatever.
But you wouldn't, I know you, you wouldn't correct them.
No, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. Lean into it.
I mean, you would correct them. You're too proud of being white to
right. You know me. So maybe I'd get a shirt that says, hey, dude, I'm white. Do they have a shirt that says that? Or I think everybody should wear shirts with their race on it. Make things so much easier.
I don't believe you for a second when you say what? that I know you would correct them. I know you would.
How? Why? Why would I correct them in the first place? Why?
Because you argue about everything. And if somebody misappropriates your culture, you're going to argue with them.
But you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. See?
Don't you remember when those guys at work were asking me if I was gay? Like asking around and thought I was gay. And what did I started spreading rumors that I was gay. That shit's funny.
Different. That's different. That's funny.
Is it? It is funny.
It's not funny to be Mexican, Anthony.
Yes, it is. I mean, look at me. Do I look Mexican? That's funny. A guy like me, Mexican? Yes, I'm in. That's funny.
So how does that make you feel that you look more gay than Mexican?
Feels pretty good.
Anyway, I don't believe you. I don't believe you're being sincere.
Why? What? I don't understand why. It's funny that somebody would look at me and think that I'm Mexican and I would lean into it. It's funny. It's all about the joke.
Yeah, but that there's no joke there.
I'm Mexican. Do you not get it? Just because you
okay,
don't get
what,
it
what if they were
no
accusing
joke.
You of being Russian?
I don't even look Russian.
You look more Russian than fucking Mexican.
Bullshit.
What do you mean bullshit? Have you seen you?
Not in a while.
Okay, if you watch Rocky III,
okay,
in the scene when they were all young and out of shape, you look like the guy in the background.
Oh, I remember that guy. I looked like the guy in the background of a deleted scene from Rocky. You look like that guy.
Go ahead.
You're a fucker. Dear Flabby and Anthony, I'm 15 years old and I'm getting fat. I'm not even to the point yet where you could call me chubby, but I know that it will not take me long to get
there. If you want, you can skip down to the bottom to where it says, and if I became fat.
All the way down. And if I became fat, I wouldn't stick out much from the crowd as there are plenty of chubby fat people at school. Chubby and fat people at school. However, if you think I should exercise, why is that? I can't find any reason, especially because I've been so burnt out from this past school year. Waiting anxiously for a reply, Kiwi Juan.
So the question is, this young gentleman used to be a strapping young lad. Now he has noticed that he's starting to get a belly.
Yep.
Should he work to get rid of it or just embrace his new fatness?
No, work to get rid of it. Don't be a fucking douchebag.
How did you tie the two together? Like, I was with you until you took that sharp left. Because you're insinuating that I'm a douchebag because I'm fat.
I mean, not just because you're fat.
Right.
Right.
I'm a douchebag for multiple other reasons who right. happens to be fat.
Right. Once you say, yeah, I'm fat, and just kind of shrug your shoulders.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
No, because I know what you were going to say, and I have the perfect argument to prove that you are the bigger douchebag than me.
Okay.
So say what you were going to say, then I'll counter.
I was going to say, once you've just given up and shrugged your shoulders and said, oh, I'm fat, not try anymore, you're a douchebag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
No, I need to hear your counter now.
You're wrong.
Oh, all right. I didn't think about it like that.
So you're saying that just because I'm not losing weight, some might even suggest that I'm gaining weight, that I have given up.
No.
And therefore, I am a douchebag. That is what you said.
No, okay, no.
I can't argue the fact that I'm fat. Like, if you say you're fat, I can't go, no, I'm not.
Let's look at the facts here. No, I'm not.
Okay. But you, on the other hand,
yeah,
the reason why you will never see Anthony with a Who's Right shirt is because he doesn't want to, he can't fit into a shirt size that he normally wears.
Right.
Which is what, a 1X?
Nope. Yeah, extra large.
Okay. He can no longer fit into an extra large, and he doesn't want to give up and buy a 2X shirt because what's the point of living if you have to wear a 2X shirt?
I don't want to. It's that I'm not going to. I have two choices. Right. I can either lean into it and just accept that I'm a fat fuck, or I can not buy that shirt. And hopefully someday I'll get the motivation to lose weight. Right.
So this has been going on for 5 years now.
Oh yeah, at least one of these days.
So why don't you just accept the fact that you're now wearing a 2X?
Fuck all that. I'm not that guy. I'm not a 2X guy.
But you are. Nope. Otherwise, you're just a tight 1X.
Yes. We're going to keep it to a tight 1X. That's it.
Like, if you stand up, people would see that you look like you're wearing a sausage casing.
That's my style. Sexy sausage casing. No, I'm not a 2X guy. I can't do it.
No.
Because as soon as you're a 2X guy, then you're a 3X guy, then you're a 4X guy, then your life's over and you die from a fucking heart attack because you eat too many cheeseburgers. Fuck that. I'm just going to eat the cheeseburgers and stay at 1X.
I was going to point out the flaw in your logic, but it seems like you already got it.
Right.
Okay. So let's say for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a shirt because I want you to wear it on the show.
Okay.
What size should I send you?
1X.
Will it fit?
Extra large. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So why don't you just buy your own fucking shirt so you can wear our merch on the show and buy a 1X?
Because they don't really fit that well.
Just don't stand up.
Do you not understand how this works? My shoulders are too broad. I've been blessed with broad shoulders.
Bullshit. You got bartender shoulders. We already established that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, anyway, he should lose weight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That was the question, wasn't it? Yes. Don't give up on yourself yet at fucking 15 years old. Jesus Christ.
Dear Flabby, would it be wrong to hook up with a trans man?
Yes.
Girl to guy and fuck them in the ass?
Yes.
If they want to be a man, shouldn't they be fucked like one?
Oh, wait, girl to guy? No, you're good.
What?
Girl, still a girl. So you're saying if a hot chick just says, I'm a man, you can't fuck her anymore? It's still a girl. What if she says, fuck me and my boy pussy? Does that make it better? The internet is amazing.
Okay. If a girl gets her vagina cut off and a dick put in its place, and she looks like me, she has a beard.
Yeah.
And like it still has titties. Like I said, looks like me. And if you fuck her, but she looks like me, you can't claim straightness. You can't.
No. Once they put the little like reverse butt out thing in the vagina and pull out the inside, so she got a penis, like that's, then you're gay. I'm talking about,
okay. So
I'm talking about pre-op.
So then you're saying that she is now a he.
No, but once the penis is on the outside from the inside,
you can't have it both ways.
Oh, you can't have it both ways, homo.
No. If a woman has the surgery and becomes a man, she's either a woman or a man. What is she?
She's a woman. She's always, if you're born with a vagina, you're a woman.
Okay, then no matter what she looks like, you can have sex with her and not be gay.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
No, you're wrong. So, okay, so let's say there's a hot chick, super hot chick. She does no surgery. She doesn't pretend to be a man, none of that. But she puts on like a football helmet and football pads and a football uniform and football tight pants, whatever you call those fucking things that the football players wear, and she's facing away from you, you're fucking from behind, and she looks like a football player, and she's got enough pads to where she like bulks up, you're gay. Well, you might as well just have sex with a man at that point.
You don't know how anything works.
I know how being gay works.
But you don't. You this one you've got wrong, and I've proven to you that you have it wrong. You just won't admit it. As soon as we get done recording, you'll do what you always do when we have these conversations and say, I was wrong. You were right. Trans rights are human rights.
I do say that every time we're done recording, don't I? Like a broken record. Trans rights are human rights.
Okay. Do you admit that, okay, having sex If your wife pulls her pussy out and has a dick and you still fuck her in the butt, are you gay?
Yes.
Everything else looks exactly the same. They just pulled her pussy out.
Yeah.
Still got boobs, same face.
Yeah. Gay.
Now you're gay?
Yes.
Because you're saying she's a man.
Yes. If you're
okay. Okay. So
no,
so
I'm not saying she's a man.
You just said she was a man.
I know. I mistakenly said that. So I'm not saying that. No, she's not a man. But if you fuck something that has a dick, you're gay.
Because it's a man?
No, because it's a dick.
Okay. So if she tucks her dick to where you never see it,
wait,
you're fucking her from behind and it's taped to her belly.
Okay. Okay, so far so good.
Are you gay or straight?
If I don't know that she got her insides pulled out into a dick, then I'm straight.
But then if her dick falls down,
gay.
Yeah, so that is the flaw within your logic.
It's like, not a flaw.
It is. You are trying so hard to be on the side of Ben Shapiro that you
awesome. Well, I don't even know what side he's on.
So you as far as I'm concerned, we don't ever need to talk about trans issues again. We've solved it.
We have? Trans rights are human rights?
Yes.
Okay.
You already admitted that a woman who gets her vagina pulled out is now a man.
I did not admit that.
You did, because it's in order for one man to be gay, he has to be having sex with another man.
No. No. You have to, if you have sex with someone who has a dick, you're gay. Two dicks. Do you not understand how gay works?
Who has dicks, Anthony? Can women have dicks? No.
Fuck. You're really backing me into a corner here. God damn it.
Answer the question.
You're really backing me into a
fucking answer the question. Can women have dicks?
No.
Only men can have dicks?
God damn it.
Next question.
I'm trying to think of a way that I can answer this and still hold on to my thoughts.
I'll wait. That's fine.
Yes, only men can have dicks.
Okay, so then when a woman gets a dick, she's now a man.
Okay. But so can we... Okay, if I put one of them little butt outs into a woman, pull out her vagina, it's a dick now. Can we call it something else? Is it a dick? Isn't it actually a dick when you pull your insides out?
That's not a bad way to get out of this.
Yes.
So let's say we call it a phallic-shaped object. Okay. Does that mean that if a woman has a phallic-shaped object and you fuck her, that you're gay?
Yes.
Even if she's just holding a rubber one in her hand?
Are you looking at it while you're fucking her?
Are you ready to move on now that you've lost?
I really have lost this one. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Normally, I can at least grasp at straws, but I really got nothing on this one. Oh, Jesus. Is this mine again?
It is, oddly enough.
Of course, of course. Dear Flabby's and Anthony's dad, my friend is a high-functioning autist with a unique perspective on life. He believes that relationships and personal connections are pointless, but I find this confusing since he chooses to be my friend. We often get into arguments about his philosophy that result in us not talking for a few days. He always says that he will never change and he loves who he is, even if that means he won't gain a personal connection with somebody, especially in romance. My question is, should I continue letting my friend... myself get dragged into arguments with him and possibly damage our friendship or leave him be? I personally think that if he keeps thinking like this, he's going to walk a very lonely life and self-hating life. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do you care if he's lonely and self-hating? Does it matter?
All right. As I understood what little I was paying attention to, what I understand to be said is he has a friend who doesn't like people. And he's questioning whether or not he should be friends with him.
Right.
And isn't the easy answer, you don't need somebody like that in your life?
Well,
it is. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because he could have been describing you.
Me?
You are a shitty person to be friends with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. Which is why... the only reason I'm still friends with you is because I make money talking to you.
Awesome. So not shitty. You just proved your own argument wrong.
Okay, then he should start a podcast with him.
See? Now you're thinking right. My friendship has benefited you greatly. In every way possible. In every way imaginable.
Yeah.
I will be the first to admit that I am a shitty person to be friends with. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean that I...
It does.
It does, yeah, it does. It kind of does. Like, but I'm not self-hating, and I'm not going to end up alone, like, lonely. Right? I mean, that's...
What would be the benefit of somebody being friends with you aside from making money talking to you?
No, there is none.
Right.
You're going to end up disappointed.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, was I supposed to argue with you?
I'm not begging people
to be my friend. I don't, you know.
You started off by arguing with me. I stated what I believed is you're a shitty person to be friends with.
And I agreed with you. I didn't start off arguing with you. I agreed with you.
And why would you want to surround yourself with those types of people?
Well, you don't have to surround yourself with them. There's only one of me. I'm not going to surround anybody.
Well, have you seen you?
There's lots of reasons to be friends with somebody that you shouldn't be friends with.
Why?
So maybe you like them. Maybe they're interesting. Maybe, you know, maybe it's like, maybe he's gay and they fuck. There's lots of reasons.
Okay. So other than podcasting and fucking, Anthony, you're... Dear Ham and Pickle Sandwich, I recently came down with a bad case of butthole hemorrhoids. While I was trying to clean my ass after taking a shit, in the heat of the moment, I used my girlfriend's toothbrush to clean my poop hole. I forgot to clean it after the fact, and now she's wondering why I'm hesitant to kiss her. What do I do?
It's very important to keep the relationship alive that you got to tongue kiss her so she knows that you love her. And then after you do that, tell her what happened, and then she'll love you even more because she knows that you're willing to stick your tongue in your own ass for her. She'll love you for it. She'll love you more.
Yeah, you did more with that than I could have. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not reading these long ass fucking questions.
But you are. How much more time you got?
This will have to be the last one.
Dear Flabba Labba Ding Dong, I'm not quite sure what the requirements are or if I meet the criteria, but I believe I have a problem with porn addiction.
You do.
Nearly every day I hit up the old Pornhub and haven't been on a date in years. When it comes down to it, I have no real motivation, initiative, or drive to even try because I can just watch porn, come, and move on with my day. I've always had pretty low self-esteem and have been shy with approaching women, so it's just easier that way. I know it's unhealthy, and I need to get over it. So what advice can you give to quit the bad habit and be more comfortable meeting and talking with more ladies?
So isn't this the kind of person that we should have on to try to get him a date, right? Like, or a woman that would be interested in talking to him.
Why? What makes you think that?
Even just because of the fact that you would reach out, most people that are in this situation wouldn't even care enough to reach out. They're just like, eh, fuck it. But this guy obviously thinks that he has a problem and he wants to get over it, which is half of the hard part.
I already removed the question from the board, but I didn't read that and think that he wanted to get over it.
Really? I did. It's why else would he be asking? Would just leave? He's just looking for reassurance to reassure his own beliefs that he's doing everything fine.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you think sex with a person is worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you fucking kidding me? What kind of question is that? Wait, worth what? Yes. all of it. Yes, absolutely it is. It's amazing the lengths that people will go just to have sex. And it's all worth it. Every bit of it.
So would you pay $100 to have sex with somebody?
If I was in that situation, yeah, absolutely.
What's that situation?
If I was really, really horny, not married, didn't have any other prospects for having sex. Yes.
So would you rather pay $100? Okay. Not married in this situation.
Sure.
Pay $100 to have sex with a California 8 or have an Idaho 2 for free.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's I'd probably pay the $100. I don't know. I'm not like all that interested in paying to have sex. It's not something that I'm like, I would ever be like excited about, or I would want to do. I'm just saying that I could see a situation where, yeah, I'd really like to have sex with somebody.
Why is there a stigma against paying for sex? It doesn't make sense to me.
So that I agree with you that there shouldn't be a stigma. I'm just talking about my own personal self. I it's just not something that I'm interested in because I think that there's more than that.
If you were, you mean like in the relationship?
Right.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were gay. All right.
Awesome.
I'm done.
Done.
Let's see if we got any super chats and get the fuck out of here.
Longtime listener, first time live. I love listening to you guys. Also, is it just me or do you two seem a lot more cheerful recently? Anyways, you always cheer me up. Love, Illy. Do you think that's a girl?
Damn. I love you.
Awesome. I love you. No, it's Illy.
All right. Fine, it's Illy. You really think we seem more cheerful? I don't feel like I feel more cheerful.
He's cutting himself as we speak.
Well, anyway, thanks, Cat Razor. We appreciate you.
Dear the notorious FLAB and Frederick Douglass, looking for career advice. In my late 20s, close to finishing college, but college culture is psycho. Trades seem fine, but I'm ignorant to them. Be an electrician. That's my advice.
Is there a question?
I don't know. Looking for career advice. That's my advice. Be an electrician.
I think that's solid advice.
It's if you just don't know what you want to do, you're looking for a career, I think the electrician is the way to go.
Airline pilot.
What?
Or an airline pilot.
Right.
Free travel, man.
Free travel. Yeah, yeah. Just be a stewardess. Free travel too, right?
Okay, stewardesses are the equivalent of magician's helpers, like magician's assistants.
Right, yes.
Because they do all of the fucking work and get none of the street cred for it.
Right. They're the ones that get beat up by the fucking shitty passengers. The pilots have a big, huge door. They don't even have to deal with them.
They got computers.
This is your
fucking
pilot here.
They auto take off and they auto land.
Yeah, they kind of sit.
With their stupid fucking stars like they're goddamn generals. Right. Pilots, airline pilots are the most overrated uniform ever. That's my hot take.
No, I think you're right. You are completely forgetting about the Salvation Army. You know those guys wear uniforms, right?
They just wear a bib.
No, not the workers. I'm talking about the Salvation Army generals.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Did I just make that up? Maybe I just made that up in my head. They have generals, don't they?
I think we're done. Oh, one more super chat, then we're done.
My feet are sore from work. Any tips? Quit work?
Oh. Get some nice insoles.
Elevate your feet above your heart or something? I don't know.
He didn't lose it in an amputation.
Bye.
Put ice on it and then put heat on it.
Right.
Bye.